The podcast, episode 19. Your victory is not a maybe, because Jesus always wins. Hey, what's good, everybody? Ben Daly. Welcome to the podcast. Got good news for you today. Gospel is good news. But what is that news and what makes it so good? I'll tell you, much of what is sold as the gospel today is an inferior substitute for the real thing. Don't you dare be fooled by cheap knockoff gospels. There's an easy way to distinguish the real from the fake, the authentic from the counterfeit. The true gospel is 100% good news. There's no bad news in the good news. And in a world full of bad news, I show up every week because I want to give you good news. Jesus died for you. Jesus lives for you. The gospel is Jesus. He's the greatest news in the world. And I came today and next week as I close out my first season of the podcast. And I thought I'd talk a little bit about Jesus. Your victory is not a maybe, because Jesus, he's already won. You know, I've been thinking a lot about endurance, and I hear people, you know, saying, oh, we just had to endure 2020, and we're going to have to endure 2022. And sometimes I think, you know, we make the Christian race kind of like an endurance race. And the New Testament writers, they did liken Christianity to a race. I was looking at some verses of Scripture recently, 1 Corinthians 9:24. It says this: do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. And then 2 Timothy 4, verse number 7. It says this: I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And then how about this? Hebrews 12. Verse number 1, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance. Here it is. Let us run with endurance. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. I mean, the writers, they liken Christianity to a race. But the question is, what kind of race? Is the Christian race like an endurance race? Is it something to be endured rather than enjoyed? And do only those who endure to the end qualify for the kingdom? Well, you might think so when you read some verses, you know, like Hebrews 3:14. We have come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end. You better endure to the very end. Or James 1 verse 12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Or Revelation 2 verse 10, you know, be faithful even to the point of death, and I'll give you life as your victor's crown. I mean, what are you to make of verses like that? Because there is no doubt about it, these verses have been used, I think, by a whole lot of fear mongers as sermon material to sow fear, I think, among the saints. And they've caused the children of God to be very insecure. And they've led to confusion and anxiety and diabolical thoughts like this. Have you ever thought thoughts like this? Well, I've got to jump through hardship hoops to qualify for God's kingdom. Or if I mess up, I'm going to be rejected and I won't receive a crown of life. Or, you know, God got me started, but now it's up to me to finish, so I better not screw this thing up. Or I better get busy for Jesus. Or how about this one? Those who are lukewarm, they're going to be spewed out, so I better be getting hot for the Lord. No, come on. I want to talk to you today. That's not what Jesus is saying at all. So what's going on in these passages? Talking about endurance, really. How do you read these passages in light of the gospel? And I want to get to these three verses I read to you a moment ago. I'm not going to have time, I think, to get there today. But believe it or not, the scripture's on endurance. And I just want to bless you today. I want to encourage you today. I want to lift you up today. They aren't there to instill fear and uncertainty, but to inspire you. I want you to be inspired to trust Jesus. Trust the one who said this. Now, this is important, especially finishing this year and moving into a new year. I hear a lot of people saying, well, what's the word for the new year? I got a word for you. Listen to what Jesus says. He said, I've told you these things, John 16:33. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you're going to have some trouble, but he says, take heart. I have overcome the world. Now, at first glance, I'll tell you these words, the words of Jesus, they're a head scratcher. Jesus says what? I will have trouble. But then he says, he has overcome the world. Now, think about that. How is that good news for me? How is that good news for you? Because I'm not Jesus. He says, in this world, I'm going to have trouble, but he has overcome the world. Well, Jesus is saying, life is one big endurance race, but you had better take heart. He says, I have already won it. Again, Jesus, how is this good news? It's good news. It's really, really good news for those who are in Christ Jesus, who are hidden in Christ. You look again at Jesus' words. What does he say? I have told you these things. What does he say? So that in me you may have peace. Can I just tell you today, the Christian race is a marathon, but for those who are in Christ, the race begins at the finish line. Oh, that's good. Actually, it begins on the winner's podium, and you've received the gold medal of righteousness. You've already received the gold medal of righteousness. When you receive the life of Christ, when you were placed into Christ, you're in Christ, he's in you, you were placed into the race a winner. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. What did he mean by that? I'll tell you what he meant. He meant the devil couldn't tempt him. He meant the law lovers couldn't silence him. Pilate couldn't fault him. Death could not keep him. The grave couldn't hold him. Jesus is the ultimate overcomer. You look up the word overcomer in the dictionary, and let me tell you, you're going to find a picture of Jesus. Again, you might ask, well, that's fine for Jesus, but what about me? When Jesus challenges me, you, to be an overcomer, what does that mean? Here's the answer. This is what I want to give you today. 1 John 4, verse number 4, and then I'm going to look at 4 and 5 together, but look at what it says. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Listen to me. Overcoming isn't about you spending your life jumping through hoops and impressing God with your overcoming performance. It's about depending on the overcomer who lives in and through you. Oh, you keep reading that 1 John 5, or jumping to 5, looking at 1 John 4 and then into 5. Look at this. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Here it is, even our faith. Who is the one that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Well, come on.
Hey, what's up? Xander here, and I'm one of the content creators here at Calvary. You can stay connected to Calvary in a variety of ways. Follow us on social media by searching Calvary Church CC on Instagram and Facebook. Want to check out our YouTube? Search Calvary Church and subscribe and turn on post notifications. The best way to stay connected, though, is by downloading the Calvary Church app. Go to the App Store and search Calvary Church CC. Download the app, create your own profile, and turn on notifications so that you're always in the know about all things Calvary.
Hey, podcast listener, are you born of God? Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God? What does it say? If so, then the overcomer lives in you. His overcoming nature is your new nature. It's who you truly are now, believer. Oh, you better wake up. There's a real believer inside of you. Think about it like this for just a moment. If your mother was an elephant, if your father was an elephant, well, then you can't help but be what? An elephant. Now, the world may tell you over and over and over and over again that you're a turtle. And you may think like a turtle, you may speak like a turtle, you may act like a turtle, but at best, all you are is an elephant doing bad turtle impressions. Now, he who has big ears to hear, may he hear what the Spirit of God is saying right now to you. When you received the life of Christ, you became, the Bible says, a brand new creation. He gave you his mighty spirit, his mighty overcoming spirit, and you are now an overcomer. That is your new nature. Well, I don't feel like, listen, you may not feel like an overcomer. Fact is, you may feel like a turtle. A whole lot of us this year, we felt like a turtle, but you are an overcomer nonetheless. And if you choose to think and speak and act like a turtle, think and speak and act like a victim, think and speak and act like a loser, think and speak and act like a sitting target or any other thing, then an overcomer, you are actually, believer, acting contrary to your Christ-given new nature. Wow. You're not walking in your new identity. And I'm telling you, you're actually worshiping a false image of yourself. That's called idolatry. And I'm telling you right now, in the middle of all kind of crazy stuff, hardship. Jesus said, in this world, we'll deal with hardship. We'll deal with trouble. We'll deal with frustration. And I'm telling you, a whole lot of shaking going on. Just as an elephant isn't an elephant because he acts like an elephant, neither are you an overcomer because you overcome from time to time and all the hardship and frustration and confusion. That's actually back to front. You act like an overcomer, believer, because in Christ, that's exactly what you are. You are an overcomer. It's a fact. It's who you are, so you overcome. Your victory is not a maybe. Ooh, because Jesus has already won. Y'all, today on the podcast, I'm telling you, you ought to share this podcast with somebody. Encourage them. Feeling defeated, feeling frustrated, confused, What's the word for the new year? I got a word. It's still Jesus. But what's the new word? Still Jesus. He's already won, and your victory is not a maybe. Romans 8, 36, 37. As is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We're considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I get it, y'all. From a worldly point of view, you may not look like an overcomer. I'm telling you, folks coming out of this year, and a whole lot of them, I'm telling you, appear to be nothing but, you know, a ratchet, worn out, beat up, raggedy old saint with problems left and right. The circumstances of your life right now may be telling you that you're not an overcomer, or telling you, let me say it like this, that you're just a turtle. Come on, believer, it's time for you to lift up your head. It's time for you to fix your eyes on Jesus. It's time for you to ignore all of the faithless voices. Don't listen to them any longer. They do not have all the facts. They're speaking from an earthly reality. It's called the realm of senses, what you see and what you hear and what you feel. But come on, we're from God. And he says that we aren't just conquerors, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Believer, it's time for us to believe. Believe what? Believe what the Father says about you above everything else in this natural realm. Believe what the Father says about you. Overcomer, you endure. I just declare this over you today on the podcast. Overcomer, you endure. Let me tell you why I can say that. Because it's in your new nature. You outlast the opposition. The one who is in you is greater than the one who opposes you. Let me say it like this. Victory is inevitable. Why? Jesus always wins. That's why I said today on the podcast, we're talking about what? Your victory. I'm confident of this because Jesus has already won. Your victory isn't a maybe. Wow. And from time to time, I get it. It may be one of those times right now, but you're in great, you know, need of endurance. I hear believers right now talking like this. I'm just in great need of, you know, of endurance. Well, the good news is this today. I'm not going to be long today, but I got good news for you, and it's this. God promises. You need endurance? Okay. God promises to supply that need. All your needs. All your needs. Whatever the need is, endurance, along with all your other needs, not according to your riches in your bank account, but according to his riches in glory. Thank God that never runs out. Where? In Christ Jesus. And I get it. And I want to say to you today, there will be times in life, and maybe it's right now, when your natural reserves of endurance just feels like it runs out. Your natural reserve of whatever, patience or perseverance or peace or joy, it just feels like it just runs out. Feel like I'm running on empty. I'm just at the end of my rope. I'm past the breaking point. The good news, and this is what I want to close with today, is Jesus has boatloads of endurance. He's got boatloads of patience. He's got boatloads of perseverance. He's got boatloads of joy, boatloads of peace. And he says, I'm going to share it with you. My endurance is your endurance. My patience is your patience. My perseverance is your perseverance. And since he's already endured, and since his love endures all things, let me tell you something. His supply will never run out. In this world, I know they're talking about stuff running out, but you better hear me. You may be in this world, believer, but you are not of this world. His supply will never run out. Your part is what? Here it is. We always want to know, what's my part in all of this? Oh, I'll tell you what your part is. Believer, your part is simply what? To receive what he provides by grace. That's called faith. Simply receiving what he's already provided by grace. But there's a problem. And here's where many of you are at right now. You won't receive as long as you're trying to make it on your own. I'm going to endure this. Listen, you won't simply receive as long as you're trying to make it on your own. It's called do-it-yourself living. If you think you can manufacture endurance, see, some of you are worn out this year. Because you've tried to manufacture endurance. As long as you think you can manufacture endurance through whatever, your discipline or your intestinal fortitude or your self-will, you are setting yourself up for disaster every single time. You know what this year's taught me again? That life is bigger than me. Life is bigger than you. The trials you face, they will eventually break you no matter how strong your resolve. The sooner you quit trying to survive through grit, through determination, the sooner you will be able to tap into your Father's abundant supply of grace. You ought to try tapping into that barrel right there and start enjoying all this new wine, all of this new covenant stuff I'm teaching you. You slip into that barrel, let me tell you something. You won't find the bottom, you won't find the sides, and you're not going to find the top. You might as well start enjoying it. Tap into your Father's abundant supply of grace. I don't care what season you're in. Next year, I don't care what season you're in. Let me tell you something. You always produce. Because let me tell you, you've tapped into your Father's abundant supply of grace. And I just declare that over you. And I think I'm going to stop here, and I'll come back to those verses of scripture on endurance. Because the question is, well, the Bible does say to endure, but how do we read that stuff through the lens of the new covenant? Before you go into 2021, before I finish this first season of the podcast, which I hope you've enjoyed. And by the way, if you've missed any of them, go back, watch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Go back, watch all of them, share them with 10 friends. Get this good news out there. What is it that helps you overcome the world? What is it that helps you endure? I close with this. It's not your grit. It's not your resolve. Or anything to do with your flesh. It's trusting Jesus, the one who's overcome. It's resting in what he has already accomplished on your behalf. I declare over you today that in Christ, you are credited with his flawless performance. The race has been run, and in him, you won. Your victory isn't a maybe, because Jesus already won. You won the gold medal. In Christ, you're judged righteous, holy, blessed for eternity. Come on. It's knowing that he's already defeated your enemies and made them your footstool. It's facing your trials with your eyes fixed on the one who knows how to speak to every single storm. It's looking beyond the giants. Come on. I'm looking out over a new year and I see a whole lot of giants. Come on, overcomer. It's looking beyond the giants and seeing the King who towers over them. It's betting on Jesus, who is greater than the world. Today on the podcast, I encourage you this week. Come on. Remind yourself, recollect your thoughts every day that you are an overcomer. I know this is hard for some of you to swallow because you see yourself like a turtle. Get up, elephant. Oh, this world don't overcome you. You overcome it. And so I declare over you again, you are an overcomer. Your victory isn't a maybe. Jesus has already won. Hey, come on. If you're listening to the podcast, I don't know what platform, leave 5 stars. Leave a comment. I don't know. I just want to hear from you. Follow me at Ben W. Daily. Let's stay connected. Next week, episode 20. I can't believe I've done 20 episodes. I'm finishing season 1. I'll take a few weeks off in January, but then we'll be back for another year of the podcast. I got a gift for you. I'll tell you about it next week. Thanks for joining me. Hope this was good news, you overcomer. Now go overcome. See you next time on the podcast.
Hey, what is up? Micaiah here, and I'm one of the pastors here at Calvary. I wanted to come on here quickly and invite all pastors and leaders to check out GCCM, Gospel Circle of Churches and Ministries. We love what's happening, and it's really a dream come true. Join us to have access to monthly connect calls, staff connects, gospel circles, new covenant worship, our message series, graphics, the custom GCCM app, and more. Make sure you check out gccm.cc today.